on 98FM and online. This is Phoenix FM.
Mother, mother, there's too many of you crying. Brother, 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 there's far too many of you dying. No, we've got to find a way to bring some loving here today. Yeah. Father, Father, we don't need to escalate. You see, war is not the answer, for only love can conquer hate. Don't punish me, sister, with brutality. Sister, talk to me, sister, so you can see.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the George Hamlin Hour, an hour of eclectic music presented by, well, me, George Hamlin. Yes, I'm back. I'm back, and this week it's a 6 at 6. It's obviously back. It's a 6 at 6 I've wanted to do since I've started it. It is slightly going to be a bit self-indulged, though, simply because I'm a massive, massive jazz fan. And yes, on Monday this week, I went to a jazz gig. I saw Butcher Brown with a good friend of mine, and it was absolutely fantastic. So it inspired me to this week list my 6 current favourite jazz tracks. So obviously that doesn't mean jazz tracks that I made this year. It just means what I feel right now in my life is my 6 favorite ever jazz tracks, and there are some absolute brilliant jazz tracks here. Stick with it today, because even if jazz might not be your thing, hopefully I can change your mind on it, because jazz is absolutely fantastic. I kind of got into it through movies, really, especially doing film. It kind of just led me into it, and I just absolutely find it astonishing. And there's tons of great jazz coming out, especially right now in London as well. It's absolutely fantastic. And talking about jazz coming out of London, If you know the George Hannon Hour, you know one band that play quite a lot, and that is the Ezra Collective, and they are up next before we get into this week's 66. But if you do want to get in touch with what your six favourite current jazz tracks are ever, email in at radio@phoenixfm.com or tweet me, George Hannon 15, and just let me know. But first up, yeah, as said, Ezra Collective is up first with from their album Where I'm Meant to Be, Ezra Collective with Victory Dance.
Diamonds, hairy lovers are anything I've been asking for. Sad stuff through the leaves, follow you when you leave. Translating the feelings when you're looking at me. Red light, dirty liquor and the birds and the bees. Names exchange, loving on your brain. When we going back, tell me how long you wanna stay. Dancing under light, running home in the rain. Kisses on my face, hands up on my waist. So I like this, you put something up in my wine or tips on my head. Or a spell that you fed the grape through the vine. I ain't tryna do this forever and ever evil. And when the sun comes, it's like I still have these stars. Grab my bag, pull the cap, roll the reef on. Now, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like you wake up, didn't expect me to leave. Coffee stain left a note with some weed. Boy, get high, cause reality's a thief. I said no more, I leave him wandering to east. Free park grinder and you're stealing all my keys. That's grounded in my feet. Got a new friend in my new red sheets. Hands up on my waist, tired. Like, did you put something up to my wine? Or a spell that you fed the grape. I ain't tryna do this forever and ever either. And when the sun comes, it's like I still have these stars. Grab my bag, pull the cap, roll the reef. Now, take the lead, but I'm the leader. Like, take the lead, but I'm the leader.
That is Bill Cobain with Leader. I absolutely love that track in the moment. Just that kind of smooth kind of jazz. The way jazz right now is kind of using features as well, like in music, but with words. It's just absolutely brilliant. Obviously, Ezra Collective and loads of others use it as well. But yeah, no, we've got one more track and then we're going to get into this week's Six at Six, which if you missed it, I'm listing my six current favourite jazz tracks of all time. So obviously, can always be subject to change, but right now these are six jazz tracks that I think I probably love more than others currently at the moment and would tend to listen to at the moment, so stick with it. But I've got one more track, it's only brief 2 minute one, and then we'll get into this week's Six at Six. And this next track, I mentioned earlier how kind of I got into jazz through movies, especially this one, which is a film called Whiplash. I don't know if anyone's ever seen it. It's my favorite film. It's about a jazz drama. Absolutely just stupendously good film. It's unbelievable. Just that you just have to watch it to really understand how good it is. But what also makes it such a good film is the jazz in it. The jazz in it is absolutely spectacular. And just even brief little 2 minute tracks like this one make it so good. So next up is Hank Levy. I think that is the composer of the film, or at least one of the composers of the films. And the track is titled Whiplash. that was Hank Levy with Whiplash. 2 minutes, just absolutely. I don't know why. It just really gets to me, that track. I really like it. We've got one more. One more track before this week's 6 at 6. It's just another nice little brief piece of jazz music coming up for you, and it's from another film by the same director of Whiplash. From 2014 to 2016, two films. So he done Whiplash, this is Damien Chazelle, and he went on to make La La Land, which is controversial to a lot of people. A lot of people really don't like it. A lot of people love it. I'm one of them who loves it for some unknown reason. Well, I say the unknown reason. The unknown reason is it's just a really, really, really good film. And it's got, once again, beautiful music in it. I love this piece of music. I really wish I could actually learn how to play it. So that might be on the agenda for 2024, really, is to learn how to play the piano. But next up in the beautiful piece of music I'm talking about is Justin Hurwitz composed title Engagement Party. Yeah, that was just to know, it's engaged, but just nice bit of music. That's kind of what's going on this week's 6 at 6. So we're now getting into this week's 6 at 6, and I'm listing my 6 current favourite jazz tracks of all time, if that kind of makes sense. Obviously, all can always be subject to change. Now, the first track, I'm going to go with this. The worry is with jazz, a lot of people, is it's time-consuming. They are long tracks with, obviously, not much lyrics in them, and this one is probably the longest. This is the longest track I will play today. Bear with it, because it is one of the greatest. It's one of the greatest side one track ones, which is the start of an album. It's one of the greatest ever songs. It's from probably one of the greatest ever albums, especially one that I own, especially. And that is Miles Davis, and the track is So What from the album Kind of Blue. Absolutely, just stupendously good film. Stupendously good. Piece of music. It's also got one of the greatest list of features on it, because it also features John Coltrane, Cannonball Adderley and Bill Evans. So if you know anything about jazz, you know how impressive that really is. So the first track on this week's 66 is Miles Davis with So What.
Thank you.
Miles Davis, so what? Absolutely brilliant track, that. I know it's slow tune, but we're going to get there with the jazz 6 at 6 this week. But, you know, but we're going to move on now. We're going to up it a little bit with probably one of the best jazz tracks, I'd say, released in the last 10 years from the brilliant, brilliant Moses Boyd. This is the Rye Lane Shuffle. The effortlessly excellent drummer of Moses Boyd with the Rye Lane Shuffle there. Absolutely love that track. I would say it's definitely one of the best jazz tracks that's been released over the last 10 years. And to know that he comes from City come from London, is just absolutely magnificent to me. I really want to go see him live, because I'm sure he'd be absolutely fantastic, especially in a place like Ronnie Scott's or something like that. Anyway, for the third pick of this week, 6 at 6, my 6 current favourite jazz tracks of all time. This is going back to how like films and movies really influenced my how I like jazz. This is from a film, a Spike Lee film called Mo' Better Blues, and it's composed by the Branford Marsalis Quartet, and the track is just titled Mo' Better Blues. But what an absolute beautiful track it is. That is up next and third on this week's 6 at 6. Marsalis Quartet with Mo' Better Blues from the film Mo' Better Blues. If you haven't seen it, definitely check it out. It's a really good Spike Lee film, but I am partial because I absolutely adore Spike Lee. Now, this next track is another one that's only recently kind of come to my attention, but it's from the brilliant jazz group of Azimuth, a Brazilian jazz group, so definitely check them out. And the song, I might butcher this song title, but the song title is Rico Suave Bossa Nova. So make sure it's a next up and fourth on my list of my 6 current favourite jazz tracks of all time is Azimuth with Rico Suave Bossa Nova. That was the brilliant Azimuth with Rico Suave, Bossa Nova. Still going, apparently. Yeah, no, so that was a fourth on this week's Six at Six. And for our fifth pick, I've kind of gone with a classic. I heard it on a Mastercuts album that I think my old man gave to me. I just thought it was an absolute brilliant track. And it is Lonnie Liston Smith with a track with track title Expansions. Thank you. That's Lonnie Liston Smith, Expansions. Love a bit of a flute, I do. Love it. Anyway, so we've got the last track coming up here, and obviously, I know I've played them earlier, but they are just, to me, absolute royalty right now in terms of what's coming out of music in London and in England, especially in jazz as well. They're just absolutely phenomenal. Mercury Award winners with Where I'm Meant to Be. Next tune is, and the final tune on this week's 6 at 6, are my 6 current favourite jazz tracks of all time, is Ezra Collective with Welcome to My World. Thanks for listening, guys. Hopefully, as always, have a good rest of the week. Have a good weekend, and take it easy.
every Wednesday on Phoenix 98 FM at 7 p.m. It's the Orient Hour, bringing you the news, views and special guest interviews from the Brea Group Stadium, Brisbane Road. Join us every Wednesday at 7 p.m. on Phoenix 98 FM for the Orient Hour. Join me, Andy Gilson, every Friday evening on Phoenix 98 FM at 10 p.m. for 2 hours of great tracks from the 50s right through to the 1980s.
Woo, come on, everybody.
That's 10 p.m. every Friday here on Phoenix 98 FM.
Hi, it's Darren Mutu. Join me on Phoenix FM for Reggae Revival, the only place where you'll hear old-school roots rock, reggae, dub plates, lovers rock. Make sure you don't miss it. Every Wednesday, 10 until midnight, only on Phoenix 98 FM.
It's Reggae Revival with Darren Mutu on Phoenix FM.